All right, so we're going to have an adult Easter egg hunt. Some of you guys might have noticed some of them. There are 9 of them. Let me give you some rules before you go and find them. You can only get one. There can only be one. So you can only get one. So when you touch the one, that's your one. You can't pick it up, shake it up, put it down, okay? So you take your one. When you get your one, you head on back to your seat. And let me see, we'll get that and that. One, don't shake it or move it. Just once it's yours, don't open it. Don't open it. We'll find out when we're going to do that sometime later in the service. So don't open it. And then also, I want to let you guys know, there are 9, so you got, small chance. So you're going to have to be kind of on it. None of them are hidden under the pews. So I don't want anybody, hands and knees crawling under the pews. Yeah, I don't want any of that. That could be a work hazard here. I don't want anybody going home hurt from Easter Sunday. Well, what happened to you in the ER? Well, we had an Easter egg hunt in the worship center during the adult part of service. So, I don't know, maybe they want to find out where you go to church. So go on and get started. We got 9 of them to find. So stand up and go for it. Try and find some one Easter egg a piece, or for Roy's on that one. Oh, no. That one's special. Sorry. That one doesn't count. Sorry. Well, Well, that probably wouldn't be. I don't know. So if you found an egg, hold it up. If you found an egg, hold it up high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. We got them all. Okay, go on, head back to your seats. Have a seat. What are you giving them a hand for finding super obvious eggs there? Good job. Yay, you. So, what I'm more impressed with is not that you found the eggs, but that the kids didn't leave with the eggs. I was worried about it. I saw some of our younger kids eyeballing some of those. I was like, no, get your hands away from that. It's not for you. So they've got fun stuff downstairs. So we got 9 eggs. Hold on to them. Don't open them. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. How many of you guys have heard or know what a 404 error message is? You guys? Okay, some of you guys like, and when I explain it to you, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's where I've seen that before. 404 error message is a message you get when you go to a web page that isn't there. So maybe it's a broken link, maybe it's a page that once existed, but now it doesn't. Maybe you typed in the wrong address, maybe you got a typo in there, and whatever it is, when you arrive at a page that's not there, you get a 404 error message letting you know that, and what that does, it lets you know that the communication to the server is working just fine. You're connecting just fine, but that page doesn't exist. It's not there. The web address that you have in the web address bar, whether you got it from a link somewhere or you typed it in, that page isn't here. It doesn't exist. There's some really creative 404 error messages, and I want to get on our website. I want to get our 404 mess. I want to try and come up with something creative. This week was just a crazy, crazy busy week. So that was last on my list, and it fell off. So, but there's some really creative 404 error messages out there. This one, and I know you can't see it from down there, but this one's called, this one's from Flipping Book. So they're in there, they're flipping through a book, and it's kind of creative because it's like, oops, looks like the page is lost, and it's a little page has been torn out of their book. Kind of creative. So 404, the link is broken, or the page has been moved. Try these pages instead. The next one is Brand Crowd. This group does, they do, and I'm not endorsing any of the websites. They just have some really cool 404s. I didn't go through and check their content. So if you find something bad there, then I'm just on their 404 page, but they do like logos and different brands, and so there's, oh snap, double check your URL. Don't freak out, everything's going to be okay. That's what the little sign here says. You can click anywhere else, but you can't click here. So Nice little reference to a 90s song there. Do what? That's what they all say. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. It's okay. You didn't break it. Actually, I didn't include it, but blizzards, I don't know if it's still, I didn't check it. Is it still that way? It's a broken version of their website, and they're like, yeah, you broke it. Good job. So I didn't know how many people we'd have that would connect with Blizzard. They're a video game group. So then the next one, this is a studio. I don't know, another design development company. So it's just, theirs before was actually, I wish I would have gotten the old one that I found on a website somewhere, because it was a Casablanca themed, and I thought, well, that would get a large group of the people here. But when I went there, it was this one, and it's but the description's kind of fun. It's, page not found. It's possible we moved it during a redesign, or maybe we axed it because it was nonsense from the start. Either way, this route isn't looking good for either one of us. So go to the homepage. They provide a link there. Very, very familiar brand, this next one. Some of you guys will recognize this. How many of you guys recognize this? Lego. How many parents have Lego impressions still on the bottom of your foot from those kids leaving those things laying around? They are awful. They hurt. They hurt a lot. But yeah, this is Lego's Broken Link. I think that's very creative using their brand, you know, and very creative there. Uh-oh. So sorry we can't find the page. It might be an old link, or maybe it moved. And then this one, I don't know what GitHub, or if it's GitHub. I don't know what it is, this website, but I really like their 404 page, and you might understand why. 404, this is not the web page you were looking for. I wish I'd have thought about that one. That would have been nice for the church website there. So 404 error messages. Today we are kicking off a 5-week sermon series called Computing Easter. So if this is your first Sunday here with us, then you got 4 more to go to be fully immersed in this topic of Computing Easter. What we're going to be doing in this series, we're going to be creating memory triggers is what they're called in the psychology world. I call them memory buttons. The idea of a memory trigger or memory button is it's something that makes a connection, an association for you to a memory, to be able to remember something. And we have these from many different times. You might remember, how many of you guys remember the song that was playing on the first date with your spouse? A song that played, no, you don't. Okay, you don't. Okay. Well, I thought maybe that would be okay. Well, if I had paper notes, I'd just fling that one out. some of you guys are old enough to remember David Letterman. We could have a glass breaking. Or no, that wasn't David Letterman. That was way back. What was it? David Letterman that threw it and the glass broke, or was that Carson? Okay. I just lost half the people with Johnny Carson. Or maybe this one, I'm sure every one of us have this. Or maybe it's a smell that reminds you of the home you grew up in. Yeah, okay, that one I knew. Okay, I'm batting half now. Maybe it's a location, you know, just a place. And every time you go to that place, you remember that thing that happened there, that memory that happened. And memory triggers, they can bring back good memories. Unfortunately, they can be used to bring back bad memories as well. But today we're wanting to bring back some good memories. We are going to purposefully design with this series some memory buttons, some memory triggers to hopefully be part of your digital world that we all live in. And so we're going to have a lot of digital little memory buttons throughout the 5 of them, one for each message in the series, to connect us to and to hopefully help us remember that every time we see a 404 message on the website or on a website, we go to it or whatever, hopefully you're going to remember something about the Easter message at Miami Town Church of Christ. And then we'll be hitting a handful of other ones. So what in the world does a 404 error message have to do with Easter? What does it have to do with Resurrection Sunday? I mean, in our modern times, it's a missing page, it's a missing link, it's a missing file. But what's the connection on to Easter, to Resurrection Sunday? Well, 2,000 years ago, here was the original 404 error message. The Jesus you're looking for is not here. That's what the empty tomb was. It was a 404 message. They went there looking for something they thought was going to be there, But what'd they get? They got this message in a first century version. So what's missing? What's missing from the empty tomb? I mean, you know, the basic church answer is who is missing? That would be Jesus. Yes, but what? Let's go a little deeper there. What is missing? What is missing in the empty tomb? What's missing there? I want you to just take a moment. Go ahead and pull your notes out. And take that next long line and go on and write down some of your personal thoughts there. We're not going to share these. We're not going to share these out loud. There's going to be some other things, but this is just between you and your thought of what's missing when Jesus is missing from the tomb. What's missing? So you can take, some of you guys are writing without even looking down. That's amazing. So here's the original 404 message. Here's what it looks like in Scripture. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" 404. He's not here. He's not here. If we can just pause the story right there and just imagine how those women felt at that moment, that original 404 message. The Jesus you're looking for is not here. Jesus was missing from the tomb. What was missing? What was missing when Jesus was missing from the tomb? Well, I told you didn't have to share. That's your that's your personal thought. I don't want anybody to feel like, whoa, he's going to ask me what mine are. No, that's your personal. On that line, that's your personal thoughts there. I stopped a little short in verse 6 just a few minutes ago. That wasn't the full message of the angels. The angels said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here." What? He is risen. And then we're told that the women remembered the words that Jesus had shared with them. And they went to the 11 and the others, and they told them what they had been told by the angel. And, of course, they didn't believe them. crazy ladies. Then Mark mentions Jesus appearing to two disciples. Luke's account of Jesus' story, Luke goes into more detail about these two disciples. And we get a chance to really get it to see their reaction to this 404 error message and on their walk here. We're told from Mark that these two disciples were walking along the country. We're told in Luke's gospel, a very specific road, they're on their way to Emmaus. And they were traveling down to a village called Emmaus. And they were talking with each other about all that had happened. And as they were talking, Jesus came up to them, but they were kept from recognizing him. And Jesus asked them, "What are you two talking about?" And they're like, "Seriously? Really? Are you the only one in these parts that has no clue of the things that have taken place over the last few days?" And Jesus plays along. He says, "What things?" And here's what the 404 error message meant to them. They say, "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet." He was a prophet. "Powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him." He was a prophet. And they reduced him to a prophet in sharing with this mystery man. And not only a prophet, but a dead one at that. Past tense. He was. He was powerful in words and deeds. He was. But now he's gone. What's missing in the empty tomb? What did this 404 error message mean to them? Who has egg number one? Salmon colored with stripes. There are numbers on the top of the egg there. And I've got my assistant here. Ashley, there we go. It's right back there. So if you can head back to Jenny. Jenny is the only one that's allowed to open her egg. You can go on and open your egg now. And I called you Jenny in front of everybody. That's the one name she does not like. She's fine with Jen. She's fine with Jennifer. And from day one, I've been calling her Jenny, and she still likes me. I don't know why. So so go on and read that for us. What's in your egg there? We're all going to be, this is interactive today.
The power of Jesus, words and deeds were missing now.
That's one of the things that was missing from the tomb from these disciples. Just going to write that down. Everybody, let's write that down. What's missing in the empty tomb? The power of Jesus' words and deeds. That's what's missing. That's what these two disciples notice. That's what they see. That's what the 404 error message means to them. Jesus had powerful teachings, powerful deeds, words that could heal the sick, words that could give eyes to the blind, words that could give ears to the deaf. But now that's gone. It's a was. Powerful deeds. Calming a raging storm in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Casting a legion of demons. That's thousands of demons out of one man. Walking on the water. Feeding 5,000 with a little boy's bag lunch. Bringing a man back from the dead who had been dead for 4 days. But now this 404 message means to them that that's all gone. He was powerful in words and deeds. They continue, they say, but we had hoped, more past tense, we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. Who eggs egg number two? Way back over there giving Ashley a workout. You can go on and open your egg and read for us the next note.
The hope of redemption was missing now.
The hope of redemption. I'm just going to write that down. The hope of redemption. Oh, okay. The hope of redemption is missing now. We had hoped. The verb tense they use. We had hoped. We had hoped that he was the one. We had hoped that he was the Messiah. We had hoped that he was the Savior. We hoped. But now that's past tense also. The 404 error message that Jesus was missing meant the hope of redemption was missing also. In John's gospel, we get a chance to see through the eyes of Mary Magdalene and the feeling that she got when she received that 404 error message from the angels at the tomb. We read in John chapter 20, now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. So what's missing? Egg number three, purple. There you go, hey. She doesn't have to walk as far for that one.
Their Lord was missing now.
Their Lord. It's going to write that down. She said, they've taken my Lord. They've taken my Lord. Lord, a ruler, a leader, a master. A master is someone who is in authority. A leader is someone who gives direction and guidance. A ruler is someone who protects and governs you. And now that's gone. They'd put their trust in him, their faith in him. They'd called him Lord. And now she can't find him. But then, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. We'll get to that in a moment. Jesus appears to the two on the road to Emmaus. He reveals himself, rather. He appears to Peter. He appears to all the other disciples. He appears to many others. There are multiple post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, which is pretty amazing. So let's try, actually there's not a blank here, but we can go on and move to the next one. What is found when Jesus is found? And I want us to do the same thing. And once again, this is not going to be something you read out loud. Take that next long blank there underneath that and write down some of your thoughts, some of your feelings. What's found when Jesus is found? What's found when Jesus reveals himself? What's found when you see him, when you hear his voice, when you can touch him, when you can feel him? What's found? What do you think was found when Jesus was found? Write that down in that line there. When Jesus reveals himself to the two disciples that were walking along the road, they run back to Jerusalem. And we're told while they were still talking about this, and so they run back to Jerusalem and they tell the other disciples what they had seen. They had this long walk and then Jesus revealed himself. And as soon as they recognize that was Jesus, weren't our hearts burning within us the whole time he was talking? And so they run back and it says that while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In John's gospel, we read at the same place that he says they were overjoyed when Jesus made his appearance among them. So let's go on and hit egg number four, yellow egg. And this has some design on it. I have no idea what that design is. Yellow egg with some design on it. Number four. There we go. Okay. What is that? What design is that? Can you tell what that is? Flowers? Okay. I couldn't tell if it was like a cross or Eastery. It's Eastery design. There we go.
Peace and joy are found.
Peace and joy. Let's write that down. Peace and joy are found. Peace and joy are found. Jesus brings peace. They were overjoyed. And Jesus says to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Egg number five, blue with stripes. Way back. Right, you don't have your Fitbit on you, do you? Ashley's gonna make her steps. Reason for faith is found. Let's write that down. Reason for faith. Reason for faith is found. Jesus' bodily resurrection dispels doubt. They could see him. They could hear him. They could touch him. He invites them. Come, touch me. And this isn't just one occasion, one person. This is multiple occasions. Jesus even eats. He's like, hey, have you ever seen a ghost do this? And we know that he at least eats with them one other time. In some of the, there are other post-resurrection scenes that we might not have. We know that he appeared many times to them. What else is found? He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled. That is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So egg number six. There we go. Yellow. Oh. Is that my egg timer? I'm still way early here. So, all right, so number six.
The fulfilled promise of God's plan from the beginning.
Fulfilled promise, so we're going to write that down. He got the big one. The fulfilled promise of God's plan from the beginning. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys got treats. What? Oh, he's letting him know. He's letting him know. He's taking a message. So yeah, I forgot about that. So who are the first three eggs? You didn't get a treat, did you? No. Because their egg was empty. Oh. Ashley, if you want to take three of those and go on and give them to the first three people that had empty eggs. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, they opened up. Now they're finding out the other people are getting treats. Let me know how those are, too, because I love Cadbury eggs, but they're tough to eat because you the first bite, and they're everywhere. And I found these little minis, and I'm like, ooh. You get treated. Well, everyone on this side of the, on being found, all the eggs so far. The first three had, they were the missing eggs there. They had no treat for them. So they had lost the hope of redemption. when they saw the 404 message of the missing Jesus. But now they understand God's plan. Now they understand God's plan of redemption. And it involves, egg number seven. Well, let me see. I skipped a verse. Okay, so continue reading here in Luke. The Son of Man must be delivered. No, this is the angels. The angels remind the women at the tomb. So this is John. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. So is that one, did I not include that one? No, I guess not. So, sorry, I didn't want to mess them up there. So I had scripture here. It must not have been on the screen. So egg number seven, we got, yes, egg number seven. That's a new one now. Pink, there we go. Now I'm caught back up. And this is connected to the plan, the promise of God's plan.
Repentance and forgiveness of sins is now available.
This wasn't available before. This wasn't available. They had John came preaching a message of repentance. He was baptizing people for repentance, but they didn't understand what this whole forgiveness thing was happening. And now we understand that this is available. And not just for the Jewish people, but for all people. So what else is found back in Luke? When he opened their minds so they could understand scripture. This is not a note in the bulletin, but understanding of God's plan. That was another thing that was found. He told them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And here's the extra part added to that. You are witnesses of all these things. So egg number eight, you are witnesses of all these things. Egg number nine, they're just waiting. They're like, oh, I got to get
witnesses are formed.
Witnesses are formed. He had a nice little short one there. Witnesses are formed. And then let's go and jump to the last one, number nine. Number nine, green? Green egg with that Easter-y design. Okay, there we go. Back there, Frank. This will be your last one. Ashley, then you can just bring the mic up.
The power of the Holy Spirit is found.
Power of the Holy Spirit is found. Jesus reminds the disciples that the promised Holy Spirit was only going to be able to come if he was resurrected and then ascended. He said, he can't come unless I leave first. And so Jesus was resurrected, and then he ascended, and then the Holy Spirit came, and Jesus reminded the disciples, the Holy Spirit's coming. And he had told them about the Holy Spirit before. Now they might be listening a little more after he raised from the dead. And they might be like, oh, okay, now we need to pay a little more attention because he told us about this too and we missed it. And he tells them the Holy Spirit's going to come and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to be revealed. And so I've got one more egg. I was kind of gauging our audience. I didn't know if I could do a there's an egg hidden somewhere on my body. No, I'm not going to. I got one more for my wife. So there you go. So you can open it and read it. Oh, she didn't get a Cadbury egg.
Because he knows I hate those. Oh, do you realize, Jessica, how much I care about you?
Oh. Yeah, I'd really like to get brownie points for that, but my wife's all over it already. This isn't from her earthly husband. This is from her heavenly groom. This is Jesus. This is the next one. We can go and write this down. Someone who cares and knows your name. That's why I had to pick someone I knew. He cares and he knows our name. When Mary is talking with the angels, Mary Magdalene, she's talking to the angels, and then she turns and she starts talking with Jesus, not realizing who he is. And we pick this up in verse 14. It says, at this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Just typical of Jesus. the tenderness, the care. Why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." That's all it took. That's all it took. And she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. She didn't know who he was. She thought he was a gardener, but then he said her name. That's what was found. That's what was found. I want you to look back over that list. Take a look back over the list. What's missing? What's missing when Jesus is missing from our lives? Not just the empty tomb. Take a look at the notes you wrote. The power of Jesus' words and deeds, that's missing. You know, we're powerless in some situations, aren't we? We can't do. We can't. Jim's shaking his head. He's like, "Yeah." We need the power of Jesus' words. We need the power of Jesus' deeds. We need his power. Our power is not enough. What else is missing? Yeah. Hope of redemption. That's not there. If Jesus isn't there, you don't have hope. You don't have the hope of redemption. And that is such a powerful, powerful thing. We've just recently had some families here in church that have lost loved ones, but thankfully those loved ones, Joe's mom, she had the hope of redemption. And that's great news. Joe was sad. He was very sad. But he had the hope of redemption. So there might be that void. If you've noticed in your bulletins, the Webkers, Patty's mother last Sunday, she passed away right after our church service ended here, about 12:30. And then when I called to ask if it was okay to share it with the rest of the church on Tuesday night, I called just to find out that, so Patty lost her mom, Ron, her husband, lost his dad Tuesday, all here on Easter week. She had her mother's funeral Friday. He's going to have his mother's funeral Monday on both sides of Easter. And for their loved ones, it's very fitting because they were both Christians. They both knew Christ. And even though it is definitely a very sad time for them at this time, it's not a time where they're without hope at all. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have that. That's just honest. That's just real. You don't have the hope. You don't have a Lord. You don't have a leader. You don't have a ruler. I make bonehead decisions sometimes. I do. My wife, she's like, she wants to amen, but she's going to be, she wants to also be, you know, supportive. I'm not fit to be the leader of my life. I need a Lord. I can't provide. I can't provide the same type of protection that Jesus can provide. I can't govern my life the way he can govern my life. I can't. I need a Lord. We need someone in authority over us. Someone that can tell us what we need to do, tell us the wisest thing to do, that can guide us and lead us, that can keep us safe, that can govern us. We need a Lord. And when Jesus is not in your tomb, in your heart, you don't have a Lord. You have to lean on yourself. And that might work sometimes. It doesn't always work. I can guarantee you, you lean on the Lord, that's going to work. It might not show short term sometimes, but long term, every time. Every time. You know, when we look at the disciples, when we look at the ladies that went to the tomb, when we look at those, the early believers, it was a big deal when Jesus was missing, wasn't it? It was a big deal. It should be a big deal to us. It should be a big deal to us if Jesus is missing. And some of you might be thinking, well, you know, I'm a Christian. We're going to throttle up just a little bit. Because we had a little bit of fun, some Easter eggs, whatever. Yeah, that's, you know, some people are going to preach some seeker-sensitive messages this Sunday. Jesus didn't preach seeker-sensitive messages. He laid it right out. Here's what it is. No bones about it. Black and white. And this isn't something where you're sitting here, well, I hope there's some people here that don't know Jesus, and I hope they're hearing this. This is the same for people that know Jesus. We have our first core value. You can go to our website and read about our core values. But our first core value is that God is first. God saw that was the most important thing to put at the top of the Ten Commandments. Jesus, when he's asked what's the most important thing, he says, love God first, love him. That's the first and greatest commandment. So church, listen up, and please pay attention to this, because this is serious business. If he's not first, if he's not top priority, he's missing. He's missing. And you're deceiving yourself. Because you might be thinking, well, he's in my life, and I've got the hope of redemption, and you might have that, but you're missing what it could be. And you need to have a 404 reminder this morning that as much as you might think he's there, you've moved him to second, third, fourth, fifth, way down the line. Jesus says, I'm first, and that's it. If I'm not first, I'm missing. You're missing out on where he needs to be. That's for every one of us. So it should be a big deal. It should be a big deal. It was a big deal to them when Jesus was missing, and it should be a big deal to us. What about what was found? Look back over your list there in your bulletin. What was found when they found Jesus? Peace and joy was found. A reason for faith is found. The fulfilled promise of God's plan from the beginning, repentance and forgiveness of sins, is found. Witnesses are formed. The power of the Holy Spirit. Someone who cares. Someone who knows you by name. That's what's found. If he's missing, and today's a 404 error message for you, that's what Easter's about. He has risen. Amen. And they found him. And many, many people for the past couple thousand years since have found him. And they have found all these things that you look and you see inside your bulletin there. And probably a lot of the other answers that you guys wrote in. And we don't come by peace and joy very often. That should be something that's super important to us. The power of the Holy Spirit. We just talked about that in a series on spiritual gifts. A reason for our faith is found, an assurance in the resurrection of Jesus, the fulfilled promise of God's plan, that redemption and forgiveness of sins are available for everyone, and that God's desire is that it would be shared. See, it was a big deal that they found the resurrected Jesus. Let's write that down. It was a big deal. And hopefully, yeah, you got the last one. Good. It was a big deal to them that they found the resurrected Jesus. It should be a big deal to us that we find the resurrected Jesus in our life. You know what they did? They worshiped him and they shared what they found. That's how they responded to it. Same response as today. Same response today, 2,000 years later. You find him, you worship him, and you share him. You share him with others, because I guarantee you he's missing. He's missing in a lot of people's lives. And you could be the person. You could be the person to share. It should be a big deal. It should be a big deal that we found him. So let's write this down. How big of a deal? How big of a deal is it to me? Pray with me. Father, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, that we can come together and praise your name, celebrate that he is risen. Father, I pray that as we reflect on the simplicity of the empty grave and the resurrected Jesus, that even though it's a simple message, it is powerful. It is earth-shaking, life-changing. That it has sent ripples through eternity. Father, I pray that we would simply have that reminder today of what it feels like when he's missing. What the two disciples on the road to Emmaus felt. What Mary Magdalene felt. And the flip side, to be reminded of what it's like to find him. Father, I pray that you would help us to be honest with ourselves right now. That is, we're reminded of the 404 error messages in our lives. That we would take a moment and be honest with ourselves, be honest with you. And Father, I pray that you would speak. That everyone here would be able to have a conversation with you right now about this very subject. Father, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus. We thank you so much for him. We thank you for the cross. It is awful as what we call Good Friday was. We thank you for that, because that was the only way. Father, we thank you for Resurrection Sunday. That he lives, that by your power he was raised from the dead, and that has opened the door for every one of us to have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.